Go to Acts 10. And read verses 42 and 43. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge, to be the judge of quick and death. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believes in him shall receive remissions of sins.
اما فرمان داد که به قوم موعظه کنیم و شهادت دهیم بدین که خدا او را مقرر فرمود تا داور زندگان و مردگان باشد. و همه پیامبران بر او شهادت میدهند که هر که به وی ایمان آورد به نام او آمرزش گناهان را خواهد یافت.
Yeah, so it plainly says all the prophets witness about Jesus.
شهادت دیدند در مورد
Yeah, the Messiah that was to come.
مسیحی که قرار بیاد.
Let me give you some. Yeah, and of course, we can go over each one of them, but I give you ones, some that are very common. Genesis
3:15,
and the context here, of course, is the fall.
Yeah,
Adam and Eve have sinned against God. God is dealing with this problem now.
Yeah,
death coming into the world.
Now,
read in Genesis 3:15 what God says to the serpent. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
میان تو و زن و میان نسل تو و نسل زن دشمنی می‌گذارم. او سر تو را خواهد کوبید و تو پاشنه وی را خواهی زد.
Yeah, this is a very early reference to Jesus. Jesus will be injured, will be hurt.
Yeah,
Jesus will be crucified. But of course, that was not the end of Jesus. He rose again and victory over death. Yeah, go to Isaiah. Everybody knows this one. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. Isaiah 7:14. Yeah, of course, when Isaiah prophesied this and wrote down these words, it wasn't completely clear yet how this would work out. We know because we can read Luke 1. Yeah, go to Jeremiah 31:15. Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah. 31:15. Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more.
Jeremiah.
خداوند چنین می‌فرماید. صدای را در رامه شنیده می‌شود. ماتم و گریه بسیار تر. راهی برای فرزندانش می‌گرید. از تسلی پذیرفتن عبا می‌کند. زیرا که نیستند.
What was this about?
در مورد چی بوده این داستان؟
Yeah. This prophecy was fulfilled when the three wise men came. Of the wise men came to look for Jesus. They came first to Herod.
Because
they figured the child should be there. Yeah, of course, the child wasn't there. And they would search on, but Herod was very interested to figure out where this child was. Because and he said, "Oh, I want to worship the child." But truth was, he wanted to kill, of course, kill Jesus.
Now,
the wise men were warned. They didn't go back to Herod. They went home through another route. Herod being angry, thinking like, I'm going to get this child, I'm going to kill this child. He killed in that area all the children of two years and under. Yeah, thinking or hoping he would kill this child that was prophesied about. Yeah, of course, it's Jesus would be part of that.
که عیسی مسیح یکی از اونا باشه.
Yeah, of course, Joseph and Mary were
اما یوسف و مریم بهشون خداوند خبر داد با فرشته خداوند قبل از اینکه این اتفاق بیفته به مصر رفتن
and Jesus didn't die.
و عیسی مسیح
But
زنده موند.
This is where this refers to. This was the prophecy that Jeremiah gave that was fulfilled those days.
شد در اون روزهای تولد عیسی مسیح.
And it brings us to another prophecy, Hosea 11:1.
هوشع 11:1.
Yeah, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son drawn out of Egypt.
هنگامی که اسرائیل طفل بود او را دوست داشتیم و پسر خود را از مصر فرا خواندند.
Yeah, and we know this is, this is one of these prophecies that has this dual fulfillment.
دوبار تکمیل شده این
دو بار. This is clearly talking about Jesus.
در مورد عیسی مسیح صحبت کرده.
All prophets spoke about Jesus.
در مورد عیسی مسیح صحبت کردن. همه پیامبران در مورد عیسی مسیح صحبت کردن.
Yeah, and Zechariah says, hey, information about this was all there from the very beginning. Prophets were talking about these things.
از اول بوده و نبی‌ها در مورد همه اونها کار می‌کردن.
Yeah, this promise that related to Jesus, the Messiah that was to come.
مسیحی که قراره بیاد.
Yeah, this horn of salvation that would come.
این شاخ نجاتی که قراره بیاد.
That was all already prophesied by different people in the past.
همه اونهایی که نبوت شد در ایام عتیق.
Go back to Luke 1 and read verses 17:1 till 75. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all that hate us. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the land of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before all the days of our life.
رهایی از دشمنان ما و از دست آنانی که از ما نفرت دارند، تا رحمت را بر پدران ما به جا آورد و عهد مقدس خود را به یاد آورد. سوگندی که برای پدر ما ابراهیم یاد کرد که ما را فیض عطا می فرماید تا از دست دشمنان خود رهایی یافته او را بی ترس عبادت کنیم در حضور او به قدوسیت و عدالت در تمامی روزهای عمر خود.
Yeah, so this is what Zechariah is prophesying.
زکریا در مورد همین
نبوت می‌گفت. Now, when they heard this, they probably didn't really understand how this would be fulfilled.
کاملاً درک نکردن این چجوری تکمیل میشه.
They didn't know that Jesus would be crucified.
درک نکردن که عیسی مسیح قرار
بود. Even though there are proof of prophecies that point in a direction.
نبوت‌هایی که اشاره می‌کنه.
In the Old Testament.
در عهد عتیق.
Yeah, they didn't have the same level of clarity that we have today.
همون آشکاری رو که ما امروز داریم، اون
آشکاری
نداشت.
What were many of the Jews were looking forward to?
خیلی از یهودیا منتظر چی بودن؟
They were looking to a leader.
منتظر رهبر بودن.
Yeah, that would have the upper hand over enemies.
که بتونه قدرت داشته باشه.
Yeah, a ruler that would make Israel again the top dog in the world stage kind of thing.
اسرائیل رو بتونه بزرگترین آدم دنیا.
Yeah, like the days of David and Solomon.
به عنوان روزهای داوود و سلیمان.
Yeah, and time of peace where I don't have to worry about enemies anymore.
زمانی که بتونی باش نگران دشمنانش نباشی.
What happened?
چه اتفاقی افتاد؟
Jesus died on the cross.
عیسی مسیح بر روی صلیب رفت.
He rose again and then he left. He ascended to heaven.
و به آسمان رفت.
And even the disciples are confused about this.
حتی شاگردانش هم گیج شدند.
Acts 1.
اعمال رسولان
فرض میکنه. They're asking a question.
سوال میپرسیدن.
Yeah, and this is after he was resurrected.
بعد از اینکه عیسی مسیح از مردگان برخاسته بوده.
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, verses 6 and 7. Will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power.
پس آنانی که جمع بودند از او سوال نموده گفتند خداوند آیا در این وقت ملکوت را بر اسرائیل باز برقرار خواهی داشت؟ به نیشان گفت بر شما نیست که زمانها و اوقاتی را که پدر در قدرت خود نگاه داشته است بدانید.
So is this then the time? Yeah, that will restore the kingdom of Israel. Like we kind of thought you would do it before, and then you got crucified. Yeah. After all, everybody was cheering when you went to Jerusalem. It looked like this was the time. But then it went downhill very fast.
So
Jesus, are you now going to be this ruler? Is this the time that we'll be set free of our enemies? Yeah, because they were under Roman occupation at this point.
سلطنت رومیان بودن تو این همه سال.
And of course, he ascended into heaven. No, this was not the time yet.
آسمون رفته بود، پس نبود.
When will this time be fulfilled?
کی زمانی تکمیل خواهد شد؟ شاگردانش
میگن. Yeah, where Zechariah is talking about, because he's prophesying.
در موردش صحبت
میکنه. Hey, this is going to happen in the future.
نبوت کرده که این اتفاق در آینده میفته.
You will have peace.
تو آرامش رو خواهی داشت.
You will live in a nation called Israel without being threatened in peace on this earth. Now go to Micah. Micah 4, 3 and 4. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts had spoken it.
او میان ملت‌های بسیار داوری خواهد کرد و منازعات قوم‌های نیرومند را تا دور دستان فیصل خواهد داد. ایشان شمشیرهای خود را برای ساختن گاوران خواهند شکست و نیزه های خیش را برای تهیه ابزار باغبانی. دیگر قومی بر قوم دیگر شمشیر نخواهد کشید و جنگاوری را دیگر نخواهند آمود. هر یک زیر تاک خود خواهد نشست زیر درخت انجیر خیش و کسی هراسانشان نخواهد ساخت، چرا که دهان خداوند لشکرها سخن گفته است.
Yeah. So there will be a time that weapons will be turned into stuff you can plow with and grow food with. Yeah, there will be a time when one nation shall not lift up a sword against another nation. There will be a time that nobody will learn war anymore. Yeah, every country today has armies. Many places have mandatory you have to go in the army.
Yeah, it says,
there will be a time that people will just sit under their fig tree
and
they will be afraid of nothing because there's nothing to be afraid of.
Now,
this is another prophecy about the same time. When is this? When is it? When will this be fulfilled? And the answer is in the millennium reign of Christ. Yeah, that's the fulfilling of this scripture and also what Zechariah is saying. Yeah, and we'll go in on Sunday school, we'll talk specifically about the millennium reign of Christ one time.
Yeah,
but Jesus first had to come as the Lamb of God and take away the sins of the world.
Now,
the first part was this Jesus being the horn of our salvation.
اول که عیسی مسیح قرار شاخ نجاتمون باشه.
Yeah, the lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
بره ای که قربانی میشه در آغاز بنیان زمین.
Later in the future, yeah, he would come back as the Lion of Judah.
و برمیگرده.
And reign this earth with a rod of iron.
و روی زمین سلطنت خواهد کرد با عنوان با یک جوتیک آهن.
And of course, we already can look back to see what has happened.
می‌تونیم برگردیم به گذشته و ببینیم چه اتفاقی تکمیل شده، چه اتفاقی که الان افتاده.
We already know what is the left. For the disciples, much of it was still unclear. Yeah. So what Zechariah says here, yeah, is partly fulfilled, and the rest will come, will be fulfilled by Jesus in the future.
و اونم به وسیله عیسی مسیح قرار تکمیل بشه در آینده. چیزایی که تکمیل شده و بعداً تکمیل قرار.
Go to Micah 5:2.
Micah 5:2.
But thou, Bethlehem Ephrath, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
اما تو ای بیت لحم افراته، گرچه در میان توایف یهودا کوچکی، از تو کسی برای من بیرون خواهد آمد که بر اسرائیل فرمان روایی خواهد کرد. طلوع او از قدیم و از ایام ازل بوده است.
Yeah, another prophecy. Jesus will be the ruler.
عیسی مسیح رهبری خواهد
کرد. Yeah, this is prophesied again hundreds of years before Jesus is born.
و هزاران سال قبل از اینکه عیسی مسیح به دنیا بیاد نبوت.
And notice that it says, yeah, this person that will be born, yeah, in
Bethlehem,
which of course is where Jesus was born, is from of old, from everlasting.
همیشه بوده تا ابد.
Yeah, Jesus existed eternally. Jesus is not created. Jesus is the eternal Son of God. Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. Yet at a certain point, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
تاریخ, yeah.
God took on flesh.
And
was born in Bethlehem.
و اونجا جسم پوشید و در بیت لحم متولد شد.
Yeah, and he will be ruler of Israel, not only Israel but also of the world.
سلطنت خواهد کرد بر اسرائیل، نه تنها اسرائیل بلکه همه دنیا.
Yeah, God had been speaking through his prophets.
خداوند از طریق نبیاش صحبت میکنه.
Yeah. Go back to Luke 1 and read verses 76. Here's Zechariah going to change, talking about Jesus. And now talking about his own son. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. And of course, this is a direct reference to the prophecy that we looked before at in Malachi 3:1. Yeah, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me.
And the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple.
Even the measure of the covenant whom he delight in, behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. Yeah. Also on one of those prophecies that revealed again that Jesus is God.
Yeah, they
could know, looking at the Old Testament, that God would come to this earth.
That God would come in the flesh.
Yeah, I will send my messenger, God speaking, and he shall prepare the way before me, it says. But that was also the understanding that Elizabeth had. Because Elizabeth said, speaking about Mary, yeah, as the mother of her Lord. Yeah, Zechariah was speaking, God, that God had visited his people. Literally, yeah, in the case of Jesus. And of course, he refers back to the prophecy that identifies this Messiah.
As God.
And of course, the messenger is John the Baptist. Now, what did he do? He prepared the way for the Lord. Read 77-79. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high had visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
به دل پر رحمت خدای ما که به آن سپیده از عالم اعلی از ما ملاقات نمود تا ساکنان در تاریکی و سایه مرگ را نور دهد و پاهای ما را به طریق سلامتی هدایت نماید.
Yeah. How did John prepare the way of the Lord?
یحیی راه خداوند را چجوری فراهم کرد؟
He gave knowledge to his people in regards to salvation and the remission of their sins.
در نتیجه نجاتشون و
گناهشون. When we're in chapter 3, I will go a little more into this.
در فصل سه ادامهش میدم.
But what I want you to get from this now, the moment,
اینی که برسیدیم بهش اینه که
is that when we preach the gospel,
وقتی ما انجیل رو بشارت میدیم,
we give knowledge to people in regards to salvation.
و این اطلاعات رو در مورد نجات به مردم
میدیم. Yeah, we prepare the way for people to be able to get saved.
راه رو برای خداوند پیدا آماده میکنیم که نجات پیدا کنن.
Yeah, sharing the gospel,
انجیل رو بشارت دادن,
it's not just praying a prayer.
فقط یه دعا
کردن. It's not just saying Jesus loves you. It's not just all being a friend.
فقط دوست بودن
نیست. Sharing the gospel is to transfer knowledge in regards to salvation.
اینه که اطلاعاتمون و نجاتمون رو در مورد نجات
بدیم. The gift of the light that you have been given.
اون نوری رو که بهمون داده شده رو بدیم و اون نور رو پخش کنیم به دیگران.
Explaining the truth.
تجربه اعلام کنیم، روشن کنیم برای مردم حقیقت.
We explain the problem of sin.
مشکل گناه رو به همه بگیم.
The consequences of that.
نتیجه گناه رو برای همه اعلام کنیم که نتیجه گناه
در جهنم. We explain what Jesus has done.
اعلام کنیم که عیسی مسیح چیکار
می‌کنه. The death, burial, resurrection.
مرگ، دفع و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح، او کیست؟
We explain that salvation is by faith, not of works.
اعلام کنیم که نجاتمون با ایمان و نه از اعمالمون.
And there's nothing you can do.
هیچ کاری نیست که شما
بتونید to receive salvation.
که نجات رو به دست بیارید.
And there's nothing you can do to keep
it. هیچ کاری نیست که شما بتونید انجام بدید. Once saved, always saved. یه نفری که نجات پیدا کرده، برای همیشه نجات پیدا کرده. هدیه ایست مجانی و ربطی به شما نداره.
When we share, we are guiding people to the way that brings peace.
وقتی موعظه میکنیم بشارت میدیم داریم مردم رو آرامش معرفی میکنیم.
So John would be the forerunner for Jesus
قبل از عیسی مسیح که راه رو فراهم کنه برای اومدن عیسی مسیح.
And in verse 18 it says, and the child grew and was strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of issuing into Israel.
پس طیف روش کرده در روح خوی میگشت و تا روز ظهور خود برای اسرائیل در بیابان به سر میبود.
Yeah, so he spent time in the desert.
Yeah,
we saw Jesus doing the same thing.
عیسی مسیح هم همون کاری کرد.
Yeah, before he's starting his ministry, he was 40 days in the desert.
تو بیابان بود.
Now, as a last note,
we
as ultra-connected people, 24/7,
ما کسایی که 24 ساعت در هفته 24 ساعت در هفت روز هفته وصلیم به
اینترنت. It might be good to take a break from these things once in a while.
هر از گاهی دست بکشیم.
Yeah, to spend some time in the desert. To take some time alone.
زمانی بذاریم در بیابون خودمون رو تنها بذاریم.
To be still, to be able to listen to God.
که ساکت باشیم و به خداوند گوش بدیم.
And not crowd him out because of our business and all the emergent
خودمون و همه چیزایی که need to happen all the time. همون موقع و همون لحظه باید اتفاق بیفته جلومون از خداوند بگیره.
Next week we're gonna
هفته دیگه در مورد اون بیشتر خواهیم صحبت کرد.
God willing.